Chapter 6. The Interview. Monday, October 27th. Evening. When I got home, I didn't tell my mom about Grandmère's plans for the wedding. My mom was in the bathroom. She was feeling sick because she was pregnant. Mr. Giannini was in the apartment. It was nearly time for my TV interview with Beverly Belrive. He switched on the TV and we watched it together. The interview was horrible. It went like this. A man's voice spoke at the beginning of the show. He was the announcer. Voice.
It is Monday, the 27th of October. On 24/7 tonight is Beverly Belrive's interview with America's Princess, Mia Rinaldo.
A picture of me and Beverly Belrive came on the TV. We were in the penthouse suite of the Plaza Hotel. Beverly looked at the TV camera and spoke. Beverly.
This is the amazing story of an ordinary teenage girl. She lives in New York City with her mom, Helen Thermopolis. Helen Thermopolis is an artist. A month ago, Mia was a normal teenager. Her life was filled with ordinary teenage things, things like homework and friends. Then one day, everything changed.
Then Beverly turned to me and started asking questions. Beverly.
Mia. Please tell us about that day, the day when your life changed completely.
I was here at the plaza with my dad. He told me two pieces of amazing news. First he said, I am the Prince of Genovia. Then he said, you are the Princess of Genovia and my heir. When I die, you'll become the ruler of Genovia. Beverly.
How did you feel about that news?
Me. I was really upset. Me, a princess. I didn't want anyone at school to know. I didn't want to be a freak like my friend Tina Hakim Baba. Tina's life is strange and lonely. Her father owns an oil company, and he's very rich. Tina's parents worry about her safety. A bodyguard goes everywhere with her. He even comes to school. But that's what has happened to me, too. I have a bodyguard. I'm a freak, too. A huge freak. Beverly.
Oh, Mia, I can't believe that. Aren't you popular at school?
Me. No, I'm not. I'm not popular at all. Only the jocks, the boys who are very good at sport, are popular in my school. And the cheerleaders, the girls who shout and cheer while the jocks play. Are popular too. But the popular people aren't my friends. I never get invited to their parties. Those are the really cool parties. Everyone drinks beer and everyone makes out. Kisses. Beverly.
Your grandmother, the Dowager Princess of Genovia, is helping you, isn't she? She's showing you how to be a princess.
Me. Oh, yes. She's giving me princess classes after school. Beverly.
Mia, you had some exciting news recently.
Me. Oh, yes, I'm very excited. I've always wanted to be a big sister, but my mom and her boyfriend won't have a big wedding. At that moment, my mom came out of the bathroom. She looked at the TV. She heard what I was saying on the film. Her mouth opened in shock. I had told the whole of America her private business. We watched the rest of the TV show. As we watched, I became more and more embarrassed. The interview ended like this. Beverly.
Amelia Mignonette Thermopolis Rinaldo isn't a jock or a cheerleader, but she is a very unusual girl. She's a modern princess. She is America's princess. Mia has the same problems as all American teenagers. But one day, she will rule a country. And next year, Mia will be a big sister. 24/7 is the show that heard Mia's exciting news first. Mia's mother, Helen Thermopolis, is expecting a baby in July. The father of Helen's baby is Frank Giannini, Mia's algebra teacher at Albert Einstein High School. Frank and Helen will be having a small, quiet wedding.
Mom and Mr. Giannini were nice to me. They weren't mad. But they were upset. The phone rang. It was Lily.
My best friend was mad.
You called us freaks, she said angrily. What did you mean?
Lily, I didn't call you a freak, I said.
You said only jocks and cheerleaders are popular at my school, Lily replied.
You said I don't go around with the popular kids. All your friends are unpopular. That's what you mean, isn't it?
Your friends aren't cool. They're weird. They're freaks.
Then she hung up the phone. A few seconds later, the phone rang again. It was my friend, Shamika.
Mia, she said, I invited you to my party. Do you remember?
Yes, I replied.
Well, my dad won't let me have a party now, said Shamika. My dad said, now parents of students at Albert Einstein know the truth. Mia Thermopolis has told us what happens at teenage parties in this area. Students have sex and drink beer at their parties. You can't have your party.
Oh, Shamika, I said. I am so sorry.
Shamika hung up the phone. The phone rang again. It was Tina Hakim Baba. Immediately, I apologized to her. I'm sorry, Tina, I said.
Why are you sorry? Asked Tina happily.
You said my name on TV.
I know. I had also called Tina a freak.
I can't believe it, she said. It was so cool. It's the most exciting thing that has ever happened to me.
You aren't mad at me? I said. Did your dad see the interview too?
Yes, said Tina. He's very pleased. Now everyone knows about my bodyguard, Wahim. He protects me everywhere I go.
Tina hung up. The phone rang for the fourth time. It was Grandmère.
Well, she said. That was terrible, wasn't it?
I'm sorry, Grandmère, I said. I didn't mean to say bad things about my school.
But Grandmère wasn't talking about my high school.
That Belrive woman didn't show any pictures of Genovia, she said. We need more tourists to come to our country.
Maybe I'll have to go to another school now, I said. But Grandmère wasn't listening to me. Suddenly, she hung up the phone.
Mia, my mom said, the interview wasn't that bad. You told the truth about the jocks and the cheerleaders.
I went into my room and switched on my computer. I'd received a message from Michael Moskowitz. We had this chat room conversation.
Crack King.
Hi, I just saw you on TV. You were very good.
F.T. Louie. It was terrible.
Crack King.
Well, you told the truth.
F.T. Louie. But Mom and Mr. Giannini are upset, and Lily and Shamika are mad at me now.
Crack King.
Don't worry about Lily. She's jealous because more people watched your interview than her TV show. What are you doing on Saturday night?
I read the last line of his message again. Was Michael Moskowitz asking me out on a date?
F.T. Louie.
I don't know. Why?
Crack King.
Well, Saturday is the day after Halloween. I'm going to a movie theater with some friends. We're going to see the Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's a really funny movie. Everyone is going to celebrate Halloween. We'll all wear scary costumes and crazy makeup. Do you want to come?
Okay. Michael wasn't asking me out alone with him, but it will be nice to go out with him and his friends. Then I remembered my mom's wedding.
F.T. Louie.
Can I give you my answer later? Maybe I'm doing something with my family on Saturday night. I'll speak to you later.
Crack King.
Sure, okay.